I'm going to read you part of the account of the birth of Jesus. If you want to follow, it's in the blue Bibles that are on the seat in front of you. Sorry, the page number there, 1027. And I'm reading the beginning from just under the large number, or next to the large number 2 at the top of the page there, underneath where it says the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census, that's a name list, should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census or name list that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. She was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, a food box for animals, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the promised King, that means, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do I stay up now? Yes. So on our next slide above me, I've got some words talking about the meaning of the coming of Jesus. If you want to follow them in the Bible, they're a bit later than the page we've just read. I'll find the page number. It's 1180, but you can see them on the screen there if you want to just follow on the screen. If you want to follow in the Bible, it's 1180. Welcome. And I'm reading, if you're looking in the Bible, it's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 through to 21, but it's on the screen above me. "As I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many, many people live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship," this is believers in Jesus, "our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." Mark, if you could go back to the previous screen, that would be great. Thank you. Well, Christmas time is a time for gifts. Steve, I'm going to switch off. It's time for gifts.
And I've got some gifts at the front. I wonder if anyone's any good at opening gifts. Does any young people want to come and help with opening gifts? Do you like to come? We've got anyone else who wants to come? Alexandra, do you want to come? Just have the two. Sorry, is it Daisy? Yeah. Can you come? And Alexandra. Oh, we've got lots of people. Okay. Well, we can take turns standing on the step. Come and sit on the floor. Any young people want to come to the front and help with opening presents, come to the front. There's enough for many of you. If you move back tiny bit, I've got this so that people can see better. Do you want to come and sit on the seat there? So we've got a number of presents. One of the things about Christmas is guessing what's in the presents, isn't it? We could have a go at that, but if there's too many of them, probably just spend long on that. Does someone want to come and open this first one? Scarlett, how about you come and stand on the step here so people can see? It's not going to work by ripping the paper off. You've got to pull it to see if you can work out how to open the lid of this box. You see there's a catch in there. Any guesses as to what this might be? Keep opening while they're guessing. Any guesses? What could it be? That's it. Pull that one out. It's quite tricky, isn't it? That's it. You pull that clip out. Ah. we're fighting against each other. This is going to be a very long Christmas morning if we can't get any... Here we go. Right. Pull that one up. Right. We wonder what's inside. There's some paper. Just pull the paper out. Oh, wow. Look at that. Now, for some people, that's just what they needed for Christmas, isn't it? A big red toy truck. Thank you, Scarlett. Want to have a seat? Someone else want to come and open a present? They're less exciting, some of the next ones, I'm afraid. Yep, do you want to come up here? See what's in this one? Right, this is one that means ripping. So turn around so people can see. Any guesses what might be in this box? Maltesers. Okay, that's ambitious. That's optimistic. That's right, and then just rip the paper. We don't care. Tear it from the side there. Tear that. Yeah, it's not. No, doesn't look so exciting, does it? Depends who you are. That's a Fitbit. So some people are pleased to get a Fitbit. That measures how your steps and your heart, tells you how healthy you are. It's a gadget. Thank you. Have a seat. What's the next one? These are not gifts you're taking. Sorry if anyone got that impression. Although some of the boxes are empty. Would you like to come and open one? Yep. The girl there with the checked top. Just stand on the step so everyone can see. Any guesses as to what? Take the packet out so we can see how big it is. That's not going to be a watch, is it? That's a bit too big for a watch. What might that be? It's not Maltesers, Chris. That's it. Rip it off. What is in this packet? What does that say it is? Can you see what it is? It's an iPad. That's a fancy gift, isn't it? Okay. Who would like an iPad for Christmas? Not promising. Oh, yeah. Some of us would like one. Thank you. Have a seat. Chuck this down. What is another packet here? Hope, you'd like to come and open. This is quite a small thing, you'd think. Stand onto the step, then more people can see and see what's in the bag. I think that should be in. Ah, thank you. I did think there was something else to come. Here we go. Oh, it's just an envelope that says Happy Christmas. Let's have a look. What's inside the envelope? You pull it out. Well, what's that? Do you know what that is? Money. It's money. Look at that money. You're not actually going to be able to use this at the shop, but lots of money. Who would like lots of money for Christmas? Some of us probably would. Okay, thank you very much. Hope, have a seat. Where is this black one? Would you like to open this, Daniel? Yeah. Come onto the seat, see what's in there. Hold up the parcel first. Hold it high so people can see how big it is and have a guess. Okay, up high, straight. That's not an iPad. What do you think that is? Okay, so open it up. This is a practical gift. Do you know what one of those is? It's an eye mask, isn't it? So that you can sleep at night. Some of us would be really pleased to get a good night's sleep. Your sister would be pleased. Right. Thank you. Have a seat. Oh, Is that all the presents? No, I think there's one more. Look at that one. Who's going to come and help open? Alexandra, have you opened one yet? No, you want to come and open it? I might need to help you hold this. What a present this is. Goodness me. This looks like it's the king of the presents or the queen of the presents. Just tear the paper, shall we, and see if we can get in there. That's it. You're allowed to. The vicar said, sir. Oh, right. It's a big, and it's a big box. Well, we knew it's a big box. Can you open it now? Let's see if we can open it a bit. You've got to undo this sellotape, I think. Hey. Can you get the present out? Can you see something in there? It's like a cave. It's so big. There, can you pull that out? All of it. All of it. Put it all out and hold up one end. What's that? Can you hold that up to people? It's a key. What do we think that might be a key for? That's going to be a nice present. A key for a door? Yeah. A key for a house? That would be a big present. What else might it be? Yeah. A secret box or a jewelry box? Let's open the envelope and see if that gives us a clue. Some people will recognize this clue. Some of us might understand what this is the clue for what the key is for. What's that for? That would be a nice present, wouldn't it? Some of the men would like that as their Christmas present. Okay, tip for next year. Thank you very much. I looked on the internet. It's a number of different sort of gifts. Some of the things people really pleased for. Some of the things, people would think that wasn't really what I needed. There's some more on the slides. If we could go through two or three. I looked on the internet to find out what the best Christmas gifts were that you could get this year. Here's the first one. Look at that. Bluey dumper truck. Who would like a Bluey dumper truck? I know my granddaughter would. Yeah, that would have been the top one for her. Bluey and who is? Yeah, who's the other one? Bluey and Bingo. Thank you. Yeah. And the next one, apparently this is the must have. Some of us might like this, AirPods. And the advert for this says, you might have really good headphones, but these are even better. So get an upgrade. And the next one, this is a portable projector. Did you know you needed one? You can get a portable projector. And then the next one, thank you, lip sleeping mask. So this, if your lips have got a bit dry and crack, you put this on, go to sleep. And when you wake up, you've got beautiful big lips. Not everyone wants one of those packets. Okay. Well, you could have had it for Christmas. I think that's it for gifts. Oh, no, here we go. This, you can't buy this. What is that? Who knows what this is? That's Instagram. Whose name has that got on? Joel Edwards. And how many followers has he got? Lots. Okay. That's my makeup, my daydream Instagram account. Some people would like that for Christmas, wouldn't they? Many, many people following them on the internet. Great. That is all the list. Well, Christmas time, if you could just take that down, who can remember the gifts that have just gone up on the slides? Who can remember all five that were on the screen? Five of them. Any adults think you can remember? Let's see if the adults can remember. Victoria, go on. Headphones is one. All of them. Projector, well done. The Bluey toy. Yeah, the big lips, you're helping her. And then, and what was the last one? The one you can't buy. Being Instagram, being super popular. Yeah, okay. Well, we give presents at birthdays, don't we? And today is someone's birthday. You might not know that today is Joanne's birthday. So we are going to say, Joanne, could you stand up? You'll recognize that it's Joanne's birthday when you see what she's wearing, her extraordinary badge and crown and costume. Anyway, let's sing happy birthday to Joanne together. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joanne. Happy birthday to you. Have a seat. Now, as well, it's Jesus' birthday. We could sing happy birthday to him. Some people, that's what our songs are about, really. It's singing happy birthday to Jesus, different things about him. The Bible tells us all about Jesus. It says Jesus is God's son. And God is the person who has made everything and keeps everything going. And he's in charge. The Bible says the people who we think are in charge, like the presidents and the kings and the prime ministers, they're like this Christmas wrapping paper. You know, somewhere it's special and it's fancy, but it's going to be left and forgotten tomorrow. And that's what the great people are like in this world compared to God. They disappear and they get forgotten, but God carries on forever. And Jesus is his son. And God and his son Jesus always lived together, but then he came into this world. He was alive before he was a baby in this world, but he came into this world. And he was born as a baby boy and he carried on living. And like you and me, what happens each year? If you were born, what happens a year later? What do you have? A year later, you have a birthday. And what happens to how old you are? Well, as you go, you get 1 year older, you get older and older. And that happened to Jesus. He was a baby. Then he was a boy. Then he was a man. And when he was a man, something very bad happened. The people who hated him, they got him and they killed him. They killed him and he died. And his friends put his dead body in a cave and they left him there. But the Bible says when they went back, he wasn't there anymore. His body wasn't there. It was gone. It wasn't in there because Jesus was alive again. That's what happened to his body. He came alive. And he didn't die after that. What happened later was he went back to be with God, his Father in heaven. And the Bible says that's where he is now. And one day he will come back again. But next time he won't come back as a baby. He will come back in his new body that lasts forever. Now, what's that all got to do with us and Christmas time? Well, we're thinking in Dagenham Parish Church this Christmas time. We've been thinking for the past couple of weeks. Why does it matter that Jesus has a body? Why did he get born as a baby and then grow up to be a boy and then a man? Mark, if you could go back, please. I'm sorry, I should have put this up again. But if we slip back through those pictures of presents and get back to the Bible text, and we'll see what Paul said here about. So back all through the presents there. That's it. Here we go. As I've told you often before, and now say again, even with tears, Paul is saying something here that really matters. He's upset about it. He cries about it. And the thing he's upset about, he says, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. They don't want to have a difficult life for following Jesus. What do they say matters most? Well, look at the next bit. It says their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach and their glory is in their shame. Their destiny, that's where they're going to end, is destruction. And all they care about is the things that make them look good. You know, for them, where has it gone? Oh, here it is. You know, this would be the great gift. They care about having a great car or an iPad update or glossy lips. But those are the sorts of presents they're focused on. They focus on this life, on this world. They might come to church a lot, but they're still thinking about this world. Next screen. Paul says that the people who believe in Jesus is different. It's different. Our citizenship is in heaven. We're heaven people. That means we live on earth and we live in bodies. I've got a nose. You've got a nose. We've got a bit the ordinary things of human bodies. But if we're believers in Jesus, we belong to heaven. That's our country. And we're waiting for something to happen. What does it say on the screen? We're waiting. The children, what does it say we're waiting for? Or who are we waiting for? Yeah. Brilliant. Well done. Yeah, it says we eagerly await. So second line, we eagerly await a savior. Someone who's going to come and rescue. Someone who's going to come and help. And what's he going to do? What does it say he's going to do when he comes? We're eagerly awake as Savior. What does it say he's going to do? Thank you, Betty. He's going to transform our bodies. The last two lines, he will come and he will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorious body. Everyone wants to know, what's that going to look like? Will I still have this nose? Because I want an upgrade on my nose. Will I have these flappy ears, or will they be better ears? We don't know. But the Bible does say he will change our bodies. He will change them. He's not going to come and get rid of our bodies. So when the end of our life happens and the next life begins, we're not going to all be ghosts. We won't escape from our bodies. Jesus was born in a body. He became a boy and a man. And then he took that body back to heaven. And we will carry on in our bodies, the Bible says. And that, but Jesus is going to make them new. And that's good, because our bodies are wearing out. We want lips out, don't we? For our dry lips. We struggle to sleep. So we need things to help us sleep. We have all sorts of things going wrong in our bodies. We forget. You know, could we remember all of those pictures on the screen? No, our memories are not all as they're meant to be. But Jesus' body is not like that. Jesus has got a body that will go forever and works properly. And he's going to make our bodies like that if we're believers in Jesus, if we are heaven people. What does that mean for us this Christmas time? Three quick lessons. First thing is that if we're a believer in Jesus, we're waiting. But we're sure it's going to happen. Who's been waiting for Christmas a long time? It's been a long time coming, hasn't it? But here it is. We're at Christmas Day. This says that we are waiting. Our citizenship is in heaven and we eagerly await. That means, how many more sleeps has it got to be? When's it going to come? I can't wait. We eagerly await. And when Jesus comes, he will carry out his saving, his rescue. He came to find people lost from God. He came to make them into God's family. And he will come back and finish the saving and make our bodies new like his. So as well as looking forward, if we are people who believe in Jesus, it means we're heaven people. We belong to heaven. That's our country. But we don't ignore our lives here. You know, if you get a present, you know, if you happen to be speak to me afterwards, if you're getting a Porsche for this Christmas, I'd like to meet you. But if you happen to get a great present, enjoy it. The Bible's not against us enjoying things in life. It says don't make them everything you live for. Because we're heaven people, the way we live in this world should fit with that. It means we try to find what God wants us to do. It means we're not going to be horrible to people when they're horrible to us and try and hurt them back. Because Jesus wasn't like that. We need to be different if we're heaven people. So we're looking forward to it. We want to be like heaven people. And the third thing, we can be sure of this. Because it doesn't depend on us finding the great answer or working hard enough to make it all sort out. It's going to be done by someone much bigger and stronger than us, by Jesus, who is God's son. We can be sure it will happen. If you're not a believer in Jesus, the Bible is saying here that Jesus is the most important person in God's way of working in the universe. And his story is much bigger than the Christmas story when he became a baby. It carried on to being a boy and a man, and it will carry on when he comes back. So please, please look into, find out more about Jesus. We'd love you to come back on a Sunday morning, on a Wednesday morning at 10:30 to find out about this very great person, Jesus. Because from what the Bible's saying, he's the most important person for us to get to know and to find out about. Well, children, thank you so much for sitting so well. Thanks for the help for those opening the presents. It was good to have your help at the front. Please, would you go back to your seats? And then when you're back at your seats, I will lead us in a quick prayer and we'll then sing a last song. Pope, do you want to go back to your seat now, please? And Skylar? Okay. Let's talk to God, pray to God after what we've just thought about, what we've learnt from the Bible. Almighty God, in the Bible, we've just read that Jesus came once as a baby, but we know he's going to come back in his great, perfect body, and he's going to make all his people like him, to have bodies and lives like him. Please help us remember this when we feel like the things in this life are so, so important and we're really disappointed, or we really want to be like other people who've got better things than us. Help us remember that one day Jesus is going to come back, and that's the most important thing to look forward to. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.